Good morning, wonderful people. Welcome back to Journey Through. It's still Elizabeth, your host. I'm sorry that I said good morning, but it's morning in Lagos where I am. Okay, so today we are rounding up the last part of Guard Your Heart. I'm sure this series is long overdrawn, but it was necessary that we get every part of it. Okay, so today's the last part, so let's just go right into it. We've been reading or studying the book of Psalms 1, you know, and that's what we've been using as a guide in this series that we treated, this Guard Your Heart. So today, Guard Your Heart, the last part. So what have we been talking about? Psalms 1. 1, 2, 3. I think we stopped at 3. Blessed is the man. So we stopped at 3 the last time. So we're talking about how to read the word. You know, we're saying that I spent time reading the word, spent time meditating on the word. You know, blessed is that man that does not listen to the counsel of the ungodly, that does not sit in the seat of the ungodly, but is delights in the law of the Lord, you know, and is in that law does this meditate and study and meditate day in, day out, you know. That is verse 2. That's what we said. And I was giving some practical examples of how to study the word, how to spend time in the word, you know, last week or the last episode. Yeah? So, this episode, we're going to be talking about the benefits of guarding your heart. Guarding your heart. When other people, you know, because when you now eventually get to guard your heart, because you spent time reading the word, but studying, you know, because you've been studying the word, reading the word, spend time with the Holy Ghost, fellowshipping with him, what it does is it kind of creates a barrier in your heart. It kind of become the standard that you follow, and it kind of becomes the standard that you follow. You know, it's not even deliberately most times though, but for most people, but some people, they really put these things there. Now for us in this generation, we have to be deliberate about it. We have to be deliberate about it. We have to be deliberate about our consumption, about the things that we feed on, which is the word of God. So when you're deliberate about feeding the word on the word of God, what happens is it becomes a standard for you, for your actions. For, you know, you can't act irrationally. You can't act like the way other people of the world would act, because the word of God is your standard. Written word, the one that you heard, or anyone, it just becomes your standard and that's what you follow. So you cannot do rubbish. You can't act anyhow. You can't, you know, because the word is your standard. Good. So another thing that we talked about is like another benefit, aside from the word becoming your standard, it helps become your standard. So you can't do anyhow. Is that the word now becomes, how do I put it? It guards your heart against rubbish coming inside. Yes. When nonsense is coming inside, you just recognize it instantly. Recognize that this is alien to me, this is foreign. You know, the same way some you see all those films, I don't usually watch those kind of movies, but some that I watch, they will show what's these people called, hold on, I'm coming, these people that do, like, I don't know, I can show like all those people that go to space or another planet. They will show somebody that is foreign, a foreign body, maybe that usually does not live on that their planet or on the, that their world, in that their world. That one comes to their world, immediately steps on the soil. There are already security measures put in place that just alerts them and lets them know that there's an alien body. Pam, 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 just has to do pam, 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 foreign, foreign, foreign. You know, he starts to speak all those codes language. You know, just let's start to let them know that this is foreign, something is wrong, blah, 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 blah. This is exactly what we're talking about. That's what the word does for you. It creates a restriction against rubbish coming into your heart, against nonsense coming into your heart. That is what the word does for you. Another thing, so benefits. Like I said, what we're going to discuss is the benefits of guarding your heart. Guarding your heart will just help you. Another benefit that we'll just talk about, guarding your heart will just help you. It will guard your, it will be the, how do I put it now? Guarding your heart will help you become godlike, godly in your thoughts, in your mannerisms, in your actions. It just becomes that all that you think like, all that you do like is like God. You now suddenly have the mind of Christ. You know that scripture, I think it's Corinthians, that says, let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus. We thought it's not robbery to blah, 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 blah. I think it's Philippians. Let me check. You know, so it just happens, or it just becomes that you now have the mind of Christ. You now think like Christ. You now talk like Christ. What would Christ do? That's the same thing we do in such situations when they happen forever. You just become like Christ in everything that you do. Why? Because you have already spent time with Christ. Christ has rubbed on you. You have spent time in His Word. He has rubbed on you. You have become like Him. You cannot but just become like Him, because you're already thinking like Him and doing like Him all the time. So this is it. You just certainly now become like Him. You have His mind. You have all of His mind inside of you. This is what we're talking about. Let the mind of Christ be inside of you. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2, verse 5. Yeah, it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You know, so it now happens that the mind of Christ becomes what you have. A situation comes against you. A temptation is before you. And you would act the way Christ would, because you already are like Christ. As Christ is, so are we in this world anyways, you know. So you are like Christ, and you are spending time with Christ. Oh, so there's no way you not, how do I put it, you not have the mind of Christ. You have His mind. You think like Him. You stop thinking like people of this world, like this social media generation. This are generation that cannot think for themselves, but jump on the wagon and follow what every other person thinks about, and act or think like every other person. But you also be different. You have your own mind, which is the mind of Christ. People might not like you. People might not like to associate with you, but eventually you find people of like minds that will join or associate with you. So you don't have to want to be popular. You don't have to want to be with the popular people or with the happening people, because they might not be Christ-minded. But to know that as you are now Christ-minded, the Holy Spirit will make it so that you now become a city that is set on the hill that cannot be hidden. You now become a nation that people would attract people to you. People of your own pedigree, people of your own mind, they will now start coming to you, and then you form nations for Christ, and then you start to tutor them, and they start to tutor them in the way of Christ, train them in the way of Christ, and they become like Christ eventually. What more is sweeter than this? What more? What more? Nothing. So, and then it just becomes that everything that you do prosper. A man that spends his time in God's word, a man that guards his heart, that is not like others, that separates himself, consecrates himself unto Christ. Because guarding your heart is consecration. It is consecration. So, a man that consecrates himself, consecrates his heart, he prospers. Everything that he does prospers. Let's give an example. Daniel. Look at the book of Daniel. Daniel and his brethren, the three Hebrews plus Daniel. What happened to them? You know, there were some people were selected out of the captives that were taken to Babylon, saying these people, they will be what's the word now? They should be they are selected to, the king wants them to be like his own. So these ones are going to be given special feed, special stuff and all of that. But Daniel says, no, I don't want this. I don't want this. Just give us beans, give us honey, we'll be fine. And the steward was afraid. He, I don't want to get in trouble with the king. When he sees you looking different, and then I said, look different. Oh, look different. And they didn't look different. They did not defile themselves with the king's meat, and they didn't look any different. They even stood out. They were fresher. They were wiser. They had more wisdom than all other people selected. Yeah, I mean, imagine, it was Daniel that was able to solve situations, riddles for three different kings. What more? What more? What more? What more could we or can we want? That he, because he lived a life of consecration. Imagine when they said don't pray, that's when he even went to pray. He already had set time of praying. So he did not stop his own way of life. He did not let the ungodly direct or control the way he was going to be living his life. He chose to live his life in godliness regardless. And the reward was he prospered. All that he did prospered. He was known. God made him known in his own right in his own way, in that path that he had chosen to tread upon. So wherever you are, whatever you choose to do, having the mind of Christ, being godly, God will make you known to you. Are just a city on the that cannot be eaten. You cannot be eaten. God will make you known. Something else I would like us to look at. You see, even for Daniel, solved situations, solved riddles, told the king his dreams and all of that, he was always highly exalted, he was always highly promoted. Now look at that. And then he became part of the people reigning. He became a prince in another man's country. Can you imagine that? Can you just imagine that? He became part of the government. And that's what we're talking about. What more way can we believers, ascertain or cause the kingdom of God to dwell, to truly reign in our nation, in our homes, in our country, in our environment, wherever it may be? By being godly, by just following Christ, guarding our hearts. When we do this and we do not change or change our stance, we do not try to change or join others, what will happen is this: we'll be highly promoted, we'll prosper in all that we do. And when we prosper, God will so highly place us so that we now become part of the people that make decisions, part of the king makers, decision makers. And then there will be no wrong decision that will be able to pass, because we will do what? We would be part of them that say no. Even when we have become part of that, those decision makers, we now start to build men of like minds, that Christ-minded people to like ourselves. We start to build them and tutor them, and then we'll have more people like us in those decision-making team. And then rubbish would want to be passed, or rubbish decision would want to be made, and then those Christ-minded people say no, not allowed. Look at all these amazing benefits. So I would just urge us to spend time with God today. Spend time today. Guard your heart. Spend time within the Word of God. Spend time off social media. Spend time off those ungodly friends. Spend time with God today. And watch it pay off for you. Watch it pay off. It will pay off. You'll be promoted. You prosper. That you will prosper. You will have good success. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening. If you've been blessed, let me know. Chat me up. Send me messages on any of my social media accounts, on Facebook, Elizabeth Adeboye. On WhatsApp, my number +234 809 151 5088. Or on Instagram. Anyway, it's still the same, Elizabeth Adeboye. Just chat me up, let me know give me feedback on this episode or on this entire series, Guard Your Heart. I'll be so glad to hear from you. Thank you, and God bless you. Bye till we meet again.